And if halfway through you're glitching and all that, I'm like, okay, Pokio. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, Pokio.
What's Pokio mean?
It's another story. It's a story.
Oh, I see.
It's called Pokio.
Once upon a time, there was...
There was a man who lived way hardcore. No, I'm not going into the covers.
Oh, I am. Once upon a time, there was...
A man.
Who...
lived way hardcore.
Who wanted to be a rock star. His name was Jeffrey.
Hey, that's the guy's name in my book.
And
Jeffrey Leon McGee.
Wanted nothing more than to be a rock star. Ever since he was a little kid, he wanted to be a rock star. And now, he was 40 years old, and he worked as a clerk at...
I should know it's an electronic store. Ancient time. There was a man.
You love that movie, don't you?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's because Jack Black's in it.
Anyways.
Sorry.
He worked in the electronics section of a store. Because he liked radios and stereos and stuff, because he always dreamed of being on them. But he sure as heck wasn't very close to his dream. All he was selling people stereos. He wasn't on the stereo making music and making people be like, oh, this is awesome. See, the problem was with Jeffrey.
Well, was he on the radio? Like, the person, like, all right, next up, your next hit is coming straight at you.
You know, that would be closer, but no, he's just selling radios.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, right? So the problem is, when he was talking to one of his friends at lunchtime, he's like, oh, man, I still want to be a rock star.
I want to be a rock star.
Yeah.
Don't need to go to school. Yeah.
And he's like, nothing good ever happens to me. How come I'm not a rock star? No fair. And his friend's like, dude, you're 40 years old and you've never done anything to become a rock star. It doesn't just happen. You don't just trip and fall and become a rock star.
Is that what Jeffrey's you're saying? Like, you don't just trip
what?
And fall.
What do you mean? It's like, yeah, it's not something you just ask for Christmas. And he's like,
I want to be a rock star.
Crap, really? He's like, I've been praying every night, though. And his buddy's like, are you serious, dude? That's also not how you do it. He's like, well, how do you do it? I said, hard work, talent.
Do it.
It's like, well, okay, what do you mean? Because you got to learn an instrument, or learn how to write a song, or... learn how to sing, or something, some talent. You have to develop some talent in the area of rock. Say,
wait.
Jeffrey was dumbfounded.
Okay, get
you. He was like, wait a second. So I need to figure all that stuff out and work on it and try? His friend's like, are you actually kidding me? Is this really a conversation we're having? Yes, if you want to be good at something, you need to start trying to do it. He's like, oh, all right then. So on his way home, he picked up a guitar at the store. He went home and he said, all right, here we go. And he started going, and started just whacking it, and it sounded horrible. He's like, whoa, this is garbage. And he's like, this is terrible. I gotta put this over here and I'm gonna go say a prayer.
Uh,
Dear God,
make me be good.
I was unaware that I needed a guitar. I have purchased one, and now I would like to be amazing at it. Thank you.
God.
Good night. The end. Or
good night.
Okay. Amen.
And, the end.
And so we went to bed all happy, thinking, okay, cool. So we're all set. I just needed to get a guitar. I feel so silly. And so he told his friend the next day, he's like, I got a guitar. Prayed last night, so to be good. So I'm hoping maybe tonight I got everything that I need. His friend's like, oh my gosh, weren't you listening? I said, yeah, you said I needed a guitar and I needed to practice.
Daddy.
Said, yeah, for years. No, 10 years. Without praying, without asking for anything, just trying yourself.
Daddy.
Yes.
If you ever shave this, say that you want to shave this beard off, I will slap you across the face.
Okay, that's good to know.
Because I like your beard and I like
that to play. That would be rough, too, because I wouldn't have a beard to protect me.
Exactly, I just like
slapping me on my raw face.
And even if you did have a beard, I'd smack you here.
On my eyes. Wait. Why would you smack me if I did have the beard on my eyes?
No, I said if you ever said that you would shave your beard off,
by telling you that, you would already smack me.
And then if you actually did it, I would kill you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You like my beard better than me?
No, I would still kill you. I love you, but I like your beard too.
Yeah, I think every daughter should have a dad with a big fat beard.
I know. Rebecca's like dad has a beard.
Kind of thing, right?
It's this short. Oh, he doesn't have a mustache.
Interesting.
It's like this. He has blonde hair. And he's this hair. You guys need to meet.
Alright.
And Rebecca, we're going to have a sleepover and go to her house.
Anyways, so...
I'm sorry.
Jeffrey's friend finally got through.
There was a man.
And told them, no, you have to actually spend hours and hours trying, and you will be very bad for a while, and then you will be okay, and then you will be good, and if you kept at it, then you could be great, but you have to keep doing it for 10,000 hours at least. To be great at.
Jeffrey goes, wow!
And Jeffrey said, 10,000 hours? Okay. So then he went home and he practiced for 6 hours and then went to sleep. And then he woke up the next day and went to work, came back, 6 hours,
it's so
sleep.
Fun to play with.
So every single day he practiced for 6 hours straight. His fingers were bloody. He was exhausted, he was frustrated, but he kept going. And sure enough, after, wait a second, I don't know how this math is going to work. I don't know what 6 times 365 is.
It is. Get out the calculator.
Probably like maybe 2,000. Hours or something like that.
No, it's 2,500. Because you need to carry the weight.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So, whoa, did that go down?
No, I got it.
Oh, I dig your dog. Yeah, so then basically by the end of the year he was pretty good, but 2 years later he was amazing. And then by the end of 5 years, he was a rock star because he was the best guitarist in the whole wide world. Just because...
But what if he wasn't?
He was, because
okay.
He tried really hard to work harder than anyone else ever has in the history of guitar.
Then what did he sing? In the ancient time.
Then he sang that cover of that great song.
Oh. And did he get the other one?
Yeah.